Okay, back to the laws of grinding on Yom Tif. So he says like this, grinding is forbidden not only on b'chal, not only on food, but it's also forbidden on earth or things that are non-food. Okay, that for sure is not allowed on Yom Tif, because that has nothing to do with food, has nothing to do with the need of Yom Tif. So he said, what does that mean, grinding mud? For instance, if your shoes have dry mud on them, and you come to a sharp step or something, and you try to clean off your shoe when it's dry, so then you're actually grinding the mud, which would be forbidden. Or if somebody has mud, and they start playing it with their hands on Shabbos or Yom Tov, and you're actually grinding the mud into fine particles, that would be forbidden on Shabbos, and even on Yom Tov. Okay, but we learned that the certain things, because if you grind them earlier, they get ruined, and they don't last properly. So first we said like this, apples and bananas, you're allowed to grind on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, even in a regular way with a homemade grinder, according to many opinions. Some people say a homemade grinder that's really designated for grinding shouldn't be used on Yom Tov. But that's if it's a real grinder. Or, for instance, matzah we learned, or cookies or crackers, we learned because it's already ground. There's no grinding after grinding. And therefore, if it was already ground into flour, so you could take a cookie, and Shabbos also, or a cracker, and you want to crumble it into a food or whatever it is, then it's not a problem. The same thing with potatoes, and the same thing with vegetables. Again, even though normally they grow from the ground, and Yom Shabbos would be forbidden, but things that would be better, grinding them right before you eat, so then you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov. For cheese, which we said, b'chlal, there's no grinding because it doesn't grow from the ground, and things like that. Now, some people hold that, say, walnuts and almonds, that don't actually get ruined if you grind them before, so then the only way you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov would a shinui. Like you said, turn the grater upside down, or don't do it into a plate, do it on top of a tablecloth, like we learned in the previous day. Okay, the next thing is, which is another din, that's one of the Lametas Melochas, but on Yom Tov, basically, it's basically permitted under certain circumstances, is what's called Merakid. Merakid means sifting. It's similar to Berder, it's similar to selecting, but Merakid is sifting. Now, what's the concept of merakid? Why do people sift flour? Why do people sift anything? Because they want to remove the impurities in the flour. So when you sift it, you get rid of the impurities and the flour comes out. So if any fine materials, whether edible or inedible, the law of sifting applies in Shabbos. And Yom Tov, again, if it's something that normally is sifted a lot at a time, you do it in large quantities, then Yom Tov, you'd also be forbidden to do it. If it's smaller qualities, then you would be allowed to. So let's say if somebody wants to re-sift flour. Today's flour is already, not like years ago, where it was coarse and there was a lot of junk in it. Today you buy a bag of flour, even the unsifted flour is pretty refined. So on Yom Tov, you would be allowed to do it. Again, you have to do it before Yom Tov. If not, try to do it with a shinui. And things like that. Okay, next melacha, that's not very practical on Yom Tov. But next melacha is very practical on Yom Tov. It's forbidden on Shabbos, but in many cases, it would be allowed on Yom Tov. And that is called losh, or lisha, which means kneading. K-N-E-A-D. Kneading dough. Now what's kneading, the concept of kneading, you're taking a lot of small particles, and then you make them into one. Teichin, like we learned yesterday, grinding is you're taking one thing and you make it into many. Losh is the opposite. Losh is when you take many particles and you make it into one. So let's think in the process, like the Mishnah and the Gemara talks about on Shabbos when it's forbidden. They used to make bread, right? So they had to grind the wheat into flour. So they took the wheat and they ground it into flour and they made it into different particles. What's the next process in making bread? Sifting. Okay, we just said. But the process after that is what's called losh. You knead the dough. So you're taking the fine particles of flour, and through a liquid, you're making them into substance, right, into one substance. Which, by the way, is very interesting. Then, a lot of times people like to go walking on the beach on Shabbos, you know, or next to the beach in the sand, let's say. Or if you have a sandbox, you want to take your kids to the sandbox. Okay? Besides the fact that sand is muktzah, unless if you designate it before Shabbos that you want to use it, which then it might not be muktzah, but a lot of times you want to build a sand castle. So in order for the sand to stick together, you have to take water, right? You have to take water. So besides the carrying, I mean, let's say there's no problem of carrying and all that, just taking water, which is right next to it, let's say. Take water, and you mix it with the sand, and then it becomes solid, and then you're going to make a sand castle out of it, or whatever else they make out of it. So the problem with that is, that's the melacha of lush. What's needing? You're taking small particles of sand, and you're putting it together with liquid. So that would be basically biblically forbidden to do on Shabbos. And Yom Tov to do it with sand, again, is biblically forbidden because it has nothing to do with eating. It's not for food. So you wouldn't be allowed to do it either. But if somebody, let's say, wants to bake challah on Shabbos, A lot of people want to bake challah on Yom Tov because fresh challah tastes better than a day-old challah, two-day-old challah. So logically, there's nothing wrong baking challah on Yom Tov. And many people do, by the way. So they take the flour, and then they mix it with water to make dough, and they knead the dough. All of that is allowed to be done on Yom Tov, because you're doing it for Echol Nefesh. And you can't say do it before Yom Tov, because it doesn't taste the same as it does when it's freshly done. So you would be allowed to do it, so you can mix flour or water on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. Shabbos for sure you can't. But on Yom Tov, you would be allowed to do it. Another interesting thing, they have instant mashed potatoes. You know? Like instant, a bunch of things now are instant mashed potatoes, instant other things. So on Shabbos, how do you make instant mashed potatoes? It's dehydrated potatoes. Okay, then you mix it with water. So if it's hot water on Shabbos, you have an issue of cooking. Besides that, you have an issue of kneading, because it's loose particles of mashed potatoes. What's mashed potatoes? Instant mashed potatoes, by the way, is like Pringles. Okay, they take out the water from the potato. Okay, and then you put water back into the potato or to whatever it is to make it work. So then, and Yom Tov would be allowed to make instant mashed potatoes even with hot water, because Yom Tov you're allowed to cook. And there's no problem of kneading the mashed potatoes. Just the sidebar, the bracha of instant mashed potatoes is shahako, because dehydrated potatoes are not potatoes. The same thing you have, for instance, potato chips, general potato chips, the bracha on potato chips is adama. Why? Because what's potato chips? They slice up potatoes very thin, and then they fry it in oil. And then what you have is a piece of potato. So basically, regular potato chips are adama. Pringles, on the other hand, is dehydrated potatoes, which means it's dehydrated, so it loses the status of potato, and then it becomes a regular shahakal. It becomes a lesser value than a regular potato. So therefore, Pringles, let's say, is the bracha really shahakal near bedvari. You don't make a adama on Pringles, because it's dehydrated potatoes, and ruined potatoes, so to speak, would be a brach of a lesser brach of shahakum. And therefore, by the way, people, even that are machmel, let's say, on potato chips, that they don't eat potato chips because of bishalakum or a guy is cooking, and Pringles is a much bigger halachic reason to be lenient, because not even potatoes. Now most of them became OUD, by the way. I don't know if all of them? All of them. Okay, they all became OUD anyway. So number one, you can't eat them after your fleshing dinner. Secondly, if you keep Chalav Yisrael, you can't eat them anyway. But if you eat them, let's say, then the bracha would be shahakal. The bracha wouldn't be adama. It's a big problem if it became milchik.
Yeah. So kosher?
Huh? So kosher? OUD. I mean, if somebody doesn't keep Chalav Yisrael, if they eat, also non-Chalav Yisrael, yeah, then it's OUD. Instant, I was coming to that now. Any type of baby cereal. See, on Shabbos, there are restrictions how to make it. Because when you make, or even oatmeal or baby cereal, but even oatmeal, you have, you know, the package of instant oatmeal, you put it into a bowl and then you add... Then you put it, okay. So let's say, just discuss to see halachically, what's the problem with making instant oatmeal cereal? Forget baby cereal. Instant oatmeal cereal on Shabbos is a few problems. Huh? Yeah, so there's a few problems before that. Number one, if you use hot water, generally you have to use hot water to melt, to dissolve it, so then you're cooking on Shabbos. Right? You can't cook on Shabbos. So that you can get away with by using what's called the kli shlishi, the third vessel. So in other words, you take from a kettle into a glass, from a glass into another glass, or bowl or whatever, and then you can add the oatmeal because that doesn't have the ability to cook. Because it's already the third vessel. But the issue is of kneading. So on Shabbos, if you want to make the baby cereal or the instant oatmeal, it's all the same thing. You have to make sure to do it differently than you would normally. Which means like this. If you normally put the oatmeal into the bowl first and then add the water. So on Shabbos, you add the water first and then the oatmeal. If you don't do it any particular way, halacha says first you add the oatmeal and then you add the water. And then, because you can't make it a thick, you know, even when you make baby cereal oatmeal, you can make it thick, a thicker batter, or you can make it thinner, looser. So halacha says you should make it looser. And also when you mix it, which is basically the process of kneading it in that case, you do it with a shinui. In other words, normally you mix it like this, so now you don't crisscross. Just change the way you normally do it, and then you're allowed to do it right before eating. But on Yom Tov doesn't have a problem with this because you can cook on Yom Tov, so you can take straight water from the kettle, and there's no problem of kneading on Yom Tov because it's for food. So then it's not a problem either. Or if, for instance, you have people aren't aware of this and Shabbos and Yom Tov also. If you want to make egg salad, or tuna salad, okay? So how do you make egg salad? You crush up an egg, okay? You grind up an egg, which we learned is not a problem because it doesn't grow, so it's not a din of grinding. But now you mix mayonnaise into it. So now the question is, mayonnaise actually binds together the pieces of egg. That's what it does. So therefore, on Shabbos it says you have to do it differently than you do it normally, you know? But on Yom Tov, again, there's no problem. Same thing with tuna. When you grind to open a can of tuna, let's say it's open before Yom Tov or whatever. We'll learn about that soon. But let's say you want to make tuna salad on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, let's go first. So then, when the can's open, let's say you take out tuna. Okay, so again, there's no problem of mashing because tuna doesn't grow from the ground, right? So there's no dinner grinding. But now you're going to take mayonnaise, and you're going to mix it into the tuna. What you're really doing is you're kneading the tuna, which wouldn't be allowed. So say you have to do it with a shinui or whatever the different opinions of that. But Yom Tov, now we're learning Yom Tov. Yom Tov is not a problem doing it, because Yom Tov, again, it's for food. And when you make it fresh, it tastes better. So there's no problem making egg salad on Yom Tov, or tuna salad on Yom Tov, or baby cereal on Yom Tov. Or for instance, they're right about denture paste. If you have dentures, for false teeth, they have a special powder that makes them adhere firmly to the palate. So even though it creates a paste, which is kneading, but on Yom Tov, you could do it because you need it in your mouth, so to speak. So even though it's not necessarily for food, but you're allowed to do it on Yom Tov because, again, Yom Tov, you're allowed to do things for food.